As we begin learning Parashas Metzora, the Medrash at the beginning of our Parasha begins, Hahu Diksiv, Zayis Tia Taras Metzora, Hahu Diksiv, Miyash Chavetz Chaim, the Pasuk, in Tehillim, Perek, Lamedal, Pasuk, Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Mais Baruch Lechod, there was a story with a peddler, Shayamachse Bayoris, Shayasmuchis Litzipuri. He was traveling around the cities that were near Tzipuri, Layamachas Vaimer, and he would announce, Man Ba'alam Mizben Zem Chayiv. Who wants to buy a medicine, a potion that will give us long life? Utkan Lay Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai followed him. Rabbi Yanai was sitting in his home, and Shammai, and he hears this person announcing, Man Ba'alam Sam Chayiv. Who wants to buy this potion will bring life. He says, come here and please sell it to me. So this peddler says to him, Lav and Tsarchle. You don't need what I have to sell. The Lav the Kavasach Atrachle. And not for people like you that I mean it. But he came up anyway, I guess, in honor of Rabbi Yanai, and he took out the Tehillim, and he read to him the Pasuk Miyash Chavetz Chaim, Maksib Asrei, who's the person who wants life? And Maksib Asrei, what is the Pasuk continue telling us? How do we merit to long life? The Tzolishon Chamera, Sumarei Vesei Toiv. Rabbi Yanai, when he heard this, said, Af Shloima Machas Voimer. Shlomo Melech makes a similar announcement in Mishlei. Shomer Pivel Shonoi, Shomer Mitzoros Nafshoi. Somebody who watches what he says avoids all sorts of problems. And then Rabbi Yanai comments, Rabbi Yanai Koyom Hayisi Kari Pasuk Zep. My entire life I learned this Pasuk. V'lo Yidei Heichen Hu Pashut. I didn't know how to really understand this Pasuk. At Shabbar Rachel Zev Idei, on this until this peddler came and taught us, Miyash Chavetz Chaim, Lefikach Moshe Mazis Yisrael, concludes the Medrash. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Zois Tia Taras HaMetzora, Taras HaMotzi Shemra. So Rav Yisrael Zalman explains, what does this Medrash come to teach us? And what was Rabbi Yanai learning? What was the peddler teaching that isn't so obvious in the Pasuk that Rabbi Yanai said, I never really understood the Pasuk until this peddler helped me understand the Pasuk. So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman explains that we know that a person is obligated to do mitzvahs, a person is obligated to learn Torah, and of course a person must avoid doing Averis. And yes, Chazal teach us in Masechet Kedushin that Flamites Amabez, Yoshev Loi Ova Avera, if somebody refrained from doing an Avera, he gets schar like someone who does a mitzvah. But it's very clear that Chazal are teaching us that, yes, we have to avoid doing Averis, but we don't bring ourselves up to a level of Kedusha. We don't bring ourselves up to a higher level just by avoiding doing Averis. The way we attain Kedusha is by doing positive steps in Avodas Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. What this Reichel taught Rabbi Yanai and teaches all of us, that it's not just when one doesn't speak Lashon Hara that he avoids doing a terrible Avera. What he was teaching us is Mir Ish Chavetz Chaim. It's no different than if somebody does a mitzvah, he's growing and he's taking positive step in his Avodas Hashem. Somebody who doesn't speak Lashon Hara, it transforms and changes the person, and it brings him into a higher level of Kedusha. And therefore, avoiding Lashon Hara is not just like avoiding eating poison, but on the contrary, it's comparable to eating something healthy that helps you be healthier. And this concept can be taught and learned from a famous episode in Sefer Melachim. The pasuk in Melachim Perek Hei teaches us the Naaman Tzva Melech Aram. Sar Tzva Melech Aram. Naaman was the general of the army of Aram. Hayish Gadol Fnei Adonav. He was a very important person. Veish Hayigi B'chayil. He was a warrior, and the pasuk says he was a Metzora. And the Medrash tells us why did he become a Metzora? Because he had captured a young girl from Eretz Yisrael. And this young girl, who found herself in the home of Naaman, told Naaman's wife that if your husband Naaman wants to be healed from his tzaras, he should go to Elisha Anavi, and Elisha Anavi, who lived in the Shomron, will be able to heal him. And the pasuk says that Naaman traveled to the Shomron, taking with him Esa Kikrei Kesef, 10 pieces of silver, Sheshes Alavim Zov, 6,000 gold pieces, Vesa Chalifas Begadim, 10 changes of clothing, to give as a gift to Elisha. When Naaman arrives to Elisha's home, Elisha sends Gehazi, his assistant, and he tells him, what you need to do is go to the Yarden and wash yourself 7 times, immerse yourself 7 times, and you'll be fine. And indeed, the pasuk says that that's what Naaman did. And Naaman's reaction is, Hinei no yodati. Naaman says, now I know, Kein Elokim b'kol ha'aretz, there is no God in the world, ki im b'Yisrael, like the God of the Jews. V'ata kachnas barachim asvivtecha. And he says, please take the gift that I brought. V'ama Elisha, and Elisha says, Chai Hashem Hashem manati l'fonav. He swears in the name of Hashem, imikach, imekach, if I will take, v'yivtzeba l'kachas, and he asks him to take the Yaman, and he refuses. After Naaman leaves, Gehazi, the assistant of Elisha, starts to think, how can I let Naaman leave with a small fortune without having anything from him? And the pasuk tells us that Gehazi runs after Naaman, and he tells Naaman that to please give him all that he brought. And the pasuk says that Naaman, of course, gave it to him. And now Gehazi appears in front of Elisha, and the pasuk says that Elisha right away sees that Gehazi is afflicted with tzaras, and he right away understands, ha'es lokachta sakasev lokachta begodim, that this must have happened to you because you took those clothing and that money that I refused to take. And at that point, Elisha gives Gehazi a terrible curse. V'tzaras Naaman tidbek u'bezaracha ad olam, that you and your descendants will be afflicted with this terrible tzaras. And the question is so obvious. Tzaras is not some sort of which is something in the ear, something that I could hold on to, and I could put it here and take it from here and put it there. What is Elisha saying that the tzaras of Naaman, which was removed from Naaman, now is going to be placed on Gehazi? What does this all mean? So the Sefer Siach Yaakov Esau explains, what does tzaras represent? Tzaras represents that somebody who lives the life of Chilul Hashem, as we started by saying Naaman did a terrible act by capturing this innocent young Jewish girl. It caused a Chilul Hashem. It caused that people should not have the proper respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened when Elisha healed Naaman? And everybody saw that it was just because of Elisha's directive that Naaman got well. It created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And that Kiddush Hashem was only amplified when Elisha refused to take anything from Naaman. He was proving to the world that all that's important is Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, I created a Kiddush Hashem. Elisha created a Kiddush Hashem by healing Naaman. Elisha created a Kiddush Hashem by refusing to take what Naaman offered to him. When Gehazi now went and took what Elisha refused to take, he brought Chilul Hashem. And what Saras represents is that's a representation of Chilul Hashem. And somebody who does whatever he needs to do to avoid Saras, whether, as we said, avoid speaking Lashon Hara, or creates a Kiddush Hashem, because the antidote to a Chilul Hashem is Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, it was obvious that Gehazi will become afflicted with Saras. Because Chilul Hashem brings Saras, and Kiddush Hashem, as the Pasuk says, brings Chayim, Mi'eshavetz Chayim. If somebody wants to live life, he should live a life of Kiddush Hashem, which is represented by avoiding speaking Lashon Hara. That's the lesson of Zois Torah Samatzorah.